FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome to Make Your Day Count. And this beautiful Thursday morning, our goal day count. We will make our day count. If you say out loud with me this morning, I am going to make my day count.
I am going to make my day count.
Pastor Di, we have so much to share.
Yes.
From the book called Make Life Work.
Yes. This week we've been talking from chapter 8, which is Think Success.
Yeah.
Pastor challenged us to come together to sow a seed for 200 books to be sowed into the Prison Book Project. If you would like to, if you are able to participate in that, the books cost $10 each, and we would like to sow 200 books into the Prison Book Project. So if you can commit, if you can make a financial contribution to be able to do that, to sow the book into the lives of people who benefit from the Prison Book Project, you can send a check to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. You can make the check out to Make Life Work, P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And that will go toward the goal of 200 books being sent to the Prison Book Project. This is the fourth year anniversary from the release of the book, Make Life Work. So in honor of that, we would like to donate 200 copies of the book to the Prison Book Project. And we're asking you to partner.
Yes, with us. And remember, we benefit from what we do.
Yes.
We only benefit from what we do. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says we reap
what we sow.
What we sow. Not what somebody else does.
Yes.
But what you do.
Yes.
We're going to reap what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So whatsoever you do, you will reap, good or bad. So I made a quality decision in life to always look for opportunity to do good.
Yes.
Because the more good I do, is the more good come back to me. Because I'm reaping whatsoever I sow.
Yes, you're creating an avenue to be able to receive a return.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we're going to sow 200 books to some people that we don't know, but they really, really need it.
If you would like to get a copy of the book for yourself or for gifts, we're coming into the holiday season. If you would like to get copies of the book for yourself or for gifts for others, you could purchase them in person at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, before or after any of our services. We meet Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11. You could also order them through the website, howtomakelifework.com. And that two, it's a numeric two. www.howtomakelifework.com. You could order them through the website, or you could go through Amazon and you could search for the book, Make Life Work, put in Beckford, and it'll bring you up to the book, Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World, Turning Failure into Success. And you could order it as an ebook or a copy to be shipped to your home.
Now, notice this here. Everything around us comes from creative thinking.
Yes.
Everything around us comes from what?
Creative thinking.
As the author Richard Paul and Linda Elder put it, the mind has three basic functions: thinking, feeling, and warning. You like that, Pastor?
Yes.
Die.
Yes.
The mind has three basic functions: thinking, feeling, and warning. The function of thinking is to create meaning. Thinking makes sense of the events of our life. It stores events into No, it sorts events.
It sorts and stores. It does both those.
And into name categories and find pattern for us. I love that. Yes. I love that.
Yes, that's good. And then it goes on to give different points. It says thinking makes sense of the world, and then it gives us a thinking process.
Yeah.
Judging, perceiving, analyzing, clarifying, determining,
yeah,
comparing, and synthesizing how we process information.
Yeah.
So first we judge, we see what it is.
Yeah.
Then we perceive, we make a perception.
Yeah.
So this goes into what we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, about our expectation,
yes,
our perception, and then our procedures. So in your judging, that's your expectation. Your perceiving, obviously, is your perception.
Yes.
But then these other things are how you create your procedures to respond. When you analyze information, when you clarify, when you determine, when you compare, when you synthesize, you're in that, you're creating your procedure of how you are going to respond to your perception. And we must make sure that our that we're really seeing the true, genuine, and that we're not making perceptions off of counterfeit or false information.
Amen. And it's so important this morning how powerful our thinking process is. It is very powerful. In this chapter, I will give you principle that I have used. Now, listen. Have you what?
Principle.
Not that somebody else used.
Mm-hmm.
That I have used over the years to shape my thinking and bring success to my life.
Yes.
Real. It is like when I'm saying something and it's, I know the reality of it, I says, it is real. This is for real.
And then you go on, yeah, with a quote.
Yeah.
You have a quote in here that the best proof that something can be done is that others have already
done it.
So through these principles, you have created a successful life. You,
yeah,
have created a successful church, successful marketplace ministry,
yes,
which is needed and a unique creative idea for,
yeah,
marketplace ministry. An idea that when God first gave you, that a lot of people that were in the church did not like it.
No.
And people were against it,
yes,
against the marketplace ministry. Yes. Can you believe that? That people were against bringing Christ into the marketplace?
Yeah.
Yes, they were. But God had gave you that word that you could do it with many or you could do it with few. And that word alone that God gave you, Pastor, that carries you through to be able to look past the perception, look past the contrary reports of the people toward the vision that God gave you.
Oh, what? Pastor Dye, read the paragraph here. Jesus taught
yeah, that the way to measure the truth
yeah,
of any principle is by the fruit it bears.
Yes.
He did this in warning his be wary
of
false prophets,
yeah,
who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them
by their fruits.
Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
Amen. And my late wife that gone home to be with the Lord, she was a master with this principle. And she helped me master this principle. And I said over and over, you come to her and tell her that you love her, she says, show me what you really mean now.
Some fruit.
Some fruit, that's what she says. Don't just come with words. She wants to see those words bearing fruit. So if you really say that you love me, show me what you really mean.
Yes, yes. If this is a love tree, there better be some love fruit.
So, beloved, you got to look for the fruit. That's how you know the thing is real. That's how you know it's genuine. Because a bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
Yes, a tree cannot deceive you. Yeah. If you look at a tree and it has some yellow oblong things on it, you say, okay, that's a banana tree.
Yeah.
You can't say it's an orange tree. It's a banana tree because of the fruit that it is producing. So as we continue on in this chapter, Think Success, there are 7 principles of success. So we'll probably get into maybe the first one or two today, and then we will continue on tomorrow and into next week. So principle number one is to have faith
in God.
And now this principle, this goes back to the very first week that we were on the air with Make Your Day Count, when we were talking about who we are in Christ. We must recognize that God is our maker. We didn't make ourselves. As our creator, he knows all about us. So that was Psalms 100, verses 1 through 3. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, O you lands.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with singing.
Amen.
Know that the Lord, he is God.
No.
It is he
who has made us
and not we ourselves. We are his people
and the sheep of his pasture.
And we've been talking a lot at church about the shepherd and the sheep.
Yeah.
And as the shepherd leads the sheep into green pasture, he cannot make them. He doesn't pull the grass out of the ground for the sheep and force them to eat.
Yeah.
The sheep must go in the direction of the shepherd, and they must be willing to partake of that green pasture, to eat off of it, to do something, to ingest what is there. Just like the Bible talks about in Ezekiel, of us eating the scroll, taking in the word of God, making it in an inner part of us, fuel for us, being fueled by the word, being energized by the word as we move in from position throughout our day.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, he who comes without faith, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, Hebrews 11, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yes.
He who come to God must first believe that he is.
And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Have faith in God. You got to settle. To have faith in God is to recognize Psalms 139. To know that he is God. He exists.
Yes.
And the second thing we got to recognize there, beloved, that you did not make yourself. I did not make myself. Mm-hmm. He's the one that make us.
Yes.
He's the maker. Mm. And the maker produce things with purpose.
Yes. Faith in God is a prerequisite to positive thinking.
Yes.
You can't have faith in yourself without having faith in the creator. The one who has the plan that is controlling the universe. Yes, we serve a good God. We serve a creative God. We serve a God who made us in his image. He has given us all the authority of heaven. He has given us ability to access the resource of heaven. God created you for something, and he expects you to do everything with what he has invested in you. So we want to encourage you to get the book, Make Life Work. You could go onto Amazon and search Make Life Work Beckford, and the book will come up, and you could get it as an ebook or delivered to your home. Make your day count.
Yes, and as you go this morning, think successfully, you must first look to God. To think successfully, you must first look to God. Look to God this morning.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center.